This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop. We are live in studio right now with three of the coolest dudes in the Northwest metal scene.
Ooh.
We got Mr. Frank Hetzel from Belt Fed Weapon. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
And we got Adone and Matt from Ghost Ship Octavius. What's up,
Howdy.
Guys?
Hello there.
Thanks for coming, man. We're stoked to have you back in.
Thank you.
It's a whole lot of Northwest metal in this room, dude.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be joining forces and all doing some amazing shows coming up here in the Northwest. First one we want to talk about, though, Frank, is coming back with Belt Fed Weapon, and they're opening up the show for Morbid Angel and Suffocation coming up here, man.
Hell yeah. Monday, June 12th at Studio 7, Morbid Angel, Suffocation, Revocation, Withered, and, of course, Belt Fed Weapon, man. That's a big one.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to that a lot.
That's awesome. If you're just tuning in now, we actually have tickets to go see that show at 11:45, so make sure you call us at 11:45. But if they are not the winners, there's also another way they can get tickets, Frank?
Yeah, you can get them online at my website, beltfedweapon.com, or excuse me, .net.
.net.
That's pretty easy,
yeah.
Man.
Beltfedweapon.net, and you can do a will call thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, so show up with your ID and get them tickets.
Yep.
That rules, man. Congratulations. How long now, after all these years, have you been working on this belt-fed weapon project?
Oh, last 2.5-3 years, and then getting ready for the live shows for about the last 5 months.
Yeah.
A lot of preparation, and it's been 8 years since Belt-Fed Weapon's played. So, yeah, I'm really excited, and I got a great new lineup. I got Jason Vibrix on bass from Heathen and Grip Incorporated.
Nice.
And Dean Sterberg on vocals, that's on the Raining Plague album. And Daryl Williams on drums, a local guy here. And then I've got Charlie Honig out of Boston going to be doing the guitar. And he did some work with Ghost Ship in the past. So,
righteous.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited. And everybody's
cool.
Doing their homework, and we're getting ready, and we're going to kill it.
So tell me about, like, getting all these people together. What was the process like? Did you put up ads online, or
you reach out through your contacts?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
It's pretty much just reaching out through my contacts of people I knew. Like, for example, Charlie Honig, the guitar player. He's friends with Dean. He mentioned him. And then an old guitar player turned me on to Jason Vibrix. And we've been talking for like 2 years, Jason and I. And we finally were able to come together and do some stuff. So, yeah, I'm really excited. And those guys are all excited about it, too. And it's cool.
That's
and
awesome.
And all the way from the East Coast, too, are you guys doing like networking over line? You guys like practice online together? You send videos back and forth or what? Like,
I made videos for these guys. I went through all the parts and then played the whole song through, a little slow for them to learn. Also, I had the guitar tab, too, for them to work off of.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we're going to have three rehearsals as a full band starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Monday. rock and roll time.
Let's make sure it's all together. Yeah. That's awesome.
So they're gonna, you guys gonna get together for what, like the first time all in one room, do a rehearsal?
Yeah.
Let's hope you all get along, right?
Yeah, I think so. Been talking to these guys on the phone, and they're all really, really cool guys, and you know, got their shit together, and
good.
I'm stoked.
Nice. Rules.
And really stoked to be playing with Ghost Ship, because I love their new CD. It's great, too. And if you haven't heard it, definitely hear it. And
yes.
If you don't have it,
so
get
good.
It.
Kevin, yeah. Let's mention those the Ghost Ship shows that you guys are doing with Belt Fed Weapon, man.
Hell yeah, man. You guys are going to be playing a couple days before the Studio 7 show, both with Ghost Ship Octavius. One, Friday, June 9th. That's this coming Friday at Tony V's in Everett. Ghost Ship Octavius, Belt Fed Weapon, of course, Blood and Thunder and Massacre at the Opera.
Nice.
And then the next day, June 10th, that's next Saturday, at Louis G's in Fife, all the North Enders can go see Zoth, South Kitsap, Infidels, Disciples of Dissent, and Belt Fed Weapon, as well as Ghost Ship, correct?
Yep.
Awesome.
Nice, man.
So two back-to-back shows. We're going to be talking to Ghost Ship in just a few, but I think we're going to play a Belt Fed Weapon song, man.
Yeah, nice. What's a good one you think we should play here off of Raining Plague, your most recent record now?
Oh, I would say Mind Rape.
All right, let's go with Mind Rape.
Right. Let's do it. All right, here's Belt Fed Weapon. You're listening to Metal Shop live here on KISW.
That was Mind Rape by Belt Fed Weapon. It is local metal Northwest stuff. They're going to be playing with Morbid Angel, Suffocation, Revocation, and Withered. We have tickets at 11:45 if you want to go. Frank, that song rules, man.
Thank you. It's a killer. I love it.
Nice.
Frank, so we here at KISW, we're up here on the 16th floor of Met Park downtown. Are you one of the ones responsible for putting up these 47-story high-rises right in front of our Space Needle view here?
Yeah,
I know you've been working hard.
Yeah, a couple of them. Right now, I'm actually able to take some time off work to prepare for these shows
in
every aspect, and I have a very cool boss. Conco Concrete is who I work for, and those guys are awesome.
Did I see that you guys made a belt-fed weapon, like the safety shirt for like construction workers?
Yeah.
The orange striped shirts there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, totally.
Your coworkers rocking those?
It's got a cool little saying on the back, which everybody loved, and it was definitely a hit. You can check them out on the website as well.
Nice.
Beltfedweapon.net. They are available, will be available at the shows. Lots of merch. So.
What's the saying?
Don't tell me how to do my job.
Yes. That sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a construction crew.
Yeah. It's a hit.
I have that hoodie.
Step up to the mic. There you go.
I actually have that hoodie, and I wear it all the time, but my boss keeps giving me about it.
Nice. I heard there was a job site on Turner Construction that guys were wearing that coming from my job, and they had a sign out front, no belt-fed weapon clothing allowed, and I heard that. I thought it was the greatest, coolest thing ever.
You know you made it. Yeah, that rules.
That's
man.
Awesome.
Representation. All right, so we got Frank from Belt Fed Weapon in here. We also have Matt Anadone from Ghost Ship Octavius. These guys are going to be joining forces. Kevin, let's hit those other dates besides the Morbid Angel Suffocation show.
This coming Friday, June 9th at Tony V's up in Everett, Ghost Ship Octavius, Belt Fed Weapon, Blood and Thunder, Massacre at the Opera. Again, Saturday, the day after, at Louis G's in Fife, Zoth, Belt Fed Weapon, South Ketsep, Infidels, Disciples of Dissent, and the guys to my right, Ghost Ship Octavius.
This is some solid lineups you guys put together, man.
Hello. Well,
what's up, Adon?
Things kind of like fell together for us in this way that was really fortunate because we're playing with a lot of really cool bands, you know?
Yeah, some of the best in the Northwest, honestly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we know every single one of those guys.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
JG and Tyler from Zoth and all those guys.
Yeah, it's really cool. Zoth, for sure, kick-ass band, belt-fed weapon. You know, it's going to be really cool to put these things together.
Yeah.
And I can't give, like, the belt-fed weapon record is really stood out to me when I heard it. Like, I just want to give it some praise there.
Yeah, congratulations.
I really enjoyed
Frank.
That.
Thanks, man.
It's really good
job,
dude. Congrats,
yeah.
man.
It's and, cool.
That's a big compliment coming from you guys.
And I do feel obligated to mention that the Yellow Jacket story is not actually true because I don't dare wear that thing to work. But yeah, these shows are going to be awesome, man. So we're playing two shows, right? One in Everett, one in Fife, and you know,
Tony V's and Louis G's.
And if you're in the area, you know, come out, check it out. We just bought a snow machine, so
yes,
been playing around with that thing, and we're gonna make it snow.
Mm-hmm. In
make
June.
It snow up in this bitch.
Yeah,
snow in June in Seattle, you gotta love it.
That's perfect.
If you
man.
Feel like you've had enough hot summer heat, come join us in the afternoon.
Oh, damn straight. Now you just need to get a huge AC unit to complete the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Make it 30 degrees in there. You can see your breath.
One day.
We have ideas. Popsicle stands, snow cone machines.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking festival style. Instead of having pyro, big snow cannons.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think?
Perfect.
Summertime,
snow
huh?
cannons.
Awesome. I think so.
Snow cannons.
We're less likely to get injured, although we could get like frostbite or something.
Yeah, you don't want to get Michael Jackson there in like a Pepsi commercial, you know.
No.
Snow doesn't hurt so much.
It blows this snow like right towards your crotch and you freeze, you have frostbite.
It's like Gold Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the thaw.
Ghost Bond.
Ghost Bond.
Yeah.
So what have you guys been working on? I know you guys put out the record. It was early last year, right?
Oh, it's been out 2 years.
2 years,
now.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, it's been that long?
Three. Hasn't it been three?
Well,
jeez.
It's been three since we
time
started
flying.
Entering the studio, I suppose.
Right.
But it's been available to the public for 2 years.
We've been getting lots of good feedback on that Ghost Ship record, man. We got lots of good calls, lots of requests for that. It's really, really cool.
Great record.
Good news. Well, we're creating a new one now soon.
So. Yeah. We're very proud of the first one. So we kind of, you know, of course, we want to put as much integrity as possible in the second one. So it's been taking a while for us to kind of.
I got to say that first Ghost Ship record is probably one of the most solid, like, initial releases I've heard in a long time. Are you guys going to be maintaining that same direction? Are you going to be trying to make any changes in the sound at all? Or are you going to maintain that?
Yeah, I would say it's going to be similar, but yeah, there's there'll be a bit of evolution, I suppose.
Right,
it'll sound like us, but there'll be maybe some surprises.
I feel like we kind of experiment. A lot of bands do in the early phase, right? You experiment with, you know, what if we try this? What if we try that? And over time, we'll probably develop something that's more steady. It's like, okay.
Kind of experimenting with your sound a little bit. And
but there's diversity. And there's a lot of diversity on the first record, I'd say, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I would say there's even more in this one to a degree so far because we're trying to one-up the first record. And,
yeah, you know, you got to step it up a
little
bit.
High stakes.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I've personally been trying to do like, okay, what if I write something in a weird time signature, you know?
Oh.
Like, but what
something Ryan the Beard would be way into, too.
I wonder, can I write something in a weird time signature, but also make it catchy? Like, I think that's the challenge, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, one song is, it's all in 5/4, I believe.
Yeah. You have a lot of like melodic variation going on, like on the song we're working on right now.
A lot of key changes and a lot of, you know, nerdy progressive music stuff.
I like it.
My nose is in the music theory books pretty deep right now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you guys, all of you, nice. Frank also, you guys are all really talented musicians too. It's cool to see, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, absolutely.
You. Appreciate that a lot.
So, I guess we're going to play some Ghost Ship. And, again, you guys are going to be playing Friday, June 9th at Tony V's in Everett alongside Belt Fed Weapon and a bunch of others. Saturday, June 10th, also with Belt Fed Weapon. That one's in Louis G's in Fife. So what song do you guys want to hear off the Ghost Ship record?
What's your favorite song to play off of your last record here?
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
Because we got the whole thing sitting right here,
we
man.
We do.
You got to pick one child.
Dreams.
which is your favorite child?
We can start with maybe with seems to be the crowd favorite, In Dreams.
Okay.
I suppose.
Great.
It works for me.
That rules. We got Frank from Belt Fed Weapon, Adon and Matt from Ghost Ship Octavius. Here's some Ghost Ship Octavius, and we'll be back to talk to them a little bit more. It's Metal Shop.
Trapped in forever, my own misery.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, and that was Ghost Ship Octavius in Dreams, an awesome killer Northwest band. We have Adon as well as Matt from that band, and also Frank from Belt Fed Weapon. They're going to be playing two killer shows together. If you have not heard yet, Ghost Ship and Belt Fed along with Blood and Thunder and Massacre at the Opera next Friday at Tony V's in Everett, and then Saturday, the day after that, Louis G's and Fife with Belt Fed Weapon, South Kitsap Infidels, Disciples of Dissent, Belt Fed Weapon, and Ghost Ship Octavius. So right, I got it all out.
Mouthful.
And then also,
a lot of bands.
Of course, Belt Fed going to be playing the Morbid Angel show that we have tickets to at 11:45.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks again for coming in, gentlemen. So,
thank you.
We wanted to give you guys another opportunity to kind of shout out your projects right now. I know Ghost Ship, you guys have some things on the horizon, and Frank, you finally solidified a live lineup. Man, I'm really, really stoked to see you guys play. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys are working on here in the future. Let's start with Ghost Ship.
Yeah, you have something cool going on this week, huh?
Well, we do. We are preparing to launch our Patreon page.
So tell us a little bit more about what that means for those who don't know.
Okay. Well, it's, I don't know, Adon, what do you think? It's kind of like, it's almost like a special... It's like a special kind of club you can be a part of.
It's a Ghost Ship club.
A Ghost Ship club. If you're like a big fan, you really like what we're doing, well, then you have the opportunity to get early access to new music, like on a monthly basis.
So it's kind of like the first time around when we did this, we had Kickstarter campaign, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everybody basically pre-ordered the record. They're like, okay, here's, you know, $20. I know I'm not going to get my album for like, you know, 5 months or however long.
Yeah, because you're helping fund the process of making it happen.
Right, right.
Yeah, but this time around, it's more like, oh, okay, here's $5, and every time we put out a segment of music, you get that segment, you know, like a song. Every time we release
access,
a song,
yeah,
you get the single. So
nice.
It's like you're buying our music directly from us, but... kind of
helping
us,
you make it,
helping us do it as more of a sustainable means of income and operation, so we can just devote more time, you know, do this like a job.
Yeah, Ghost Ship all the time, every time, sometimes, all the time, every time.
It's so like you can go without that Taco Bell taco for like a week and then
it's like a subscription service when instead of subscribing to Vanity Fair magazine, they're subscribing to Ghost Ship Octavius.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Much better.
Arctic Phantom Monthly, you know.
Exactly. I like it.
It's it'll be cool because it puts us in a position where we have to be continuously creative, and we're going to do more than just music too. We're going to do our art-based things, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be really fun. And people can expect to hear new songs from us on a more regular basis, like, you know, singles, like once a month perhaps.
Is that almost like a thing where you can like subscribe and have it set up to like an auto pay? So like when I subscribe to Netflix, they take my $8 out
totally,
and then you just keep moving.
Right, right. So every time we put something out, you know, then the subscribers will pay their pledge amount is, you know, and there'll be different levels. So people that pledge a whole bunch will get all sorts of access to interesting things. But you know, you can pledge as much as like $1, for instance, but you still get access to.
Cool.
You know, exclusive kind of content.
So, like, on our future horizons, we're just looking for, launching this campaign and getting as much support as possible from the people who want to see us release more music and that kind of thing. And
that's the cool part about, especially the Northwest scene, having been here for so long. It's a very supportive community. I mean, like, you guys are playing shows together. Everybody who's listening to this, like, they know the hard work that you have to put into being in a band, you know? Everybody's been going to shows for a long. It's not easy, you know? So we got to help each other out, you know?
Absolutely.
I think more bands should do that. More bands should work together and musicians collaborate to help make the scene better. We still have a great scene here, no doubt, and a lot of people do support it, but
That's
the
awesome.
There can always
that,
be
better.
More done.
Yeah, man, totally. Yeah. It makes it stronger.
So make sure you follow Ghost Ship Octavius on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. They got that information coming up this week, so you can help them out and be a part of sort of the Ghost Ship fan club kind of subscription service. And we're very stoked to see.
Yeah. And then next week, once you guys launch that, we'll talk a little bit more about
all
that.
All right, yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah,
and then Frank, like now that you have your live lineup for Belt Fed Weapon, are you guys going to be doing any venturing out, maybe doing a little tour? I know you have a lot going on, but like now you have your dudes, you got your crew together, you know?
I do, and I'm really stoked about it. And unfortunately, a lot of us live in different states, right. So it's a little difficult and a little costly to get together. So after these shows, we probably won't be playing live for at least another year till next summer.
So you guys better get out to these shows.
And what we're going to be doing after this is we're going to start working on new material.
Cool.
Me and Dean have been talking about that. And so keep the momentum going. And unfortunately, we can't go out and play live all the time as much as I would like to, especially at this point. But it is what it is, and it's better than doing nothing. So
there you
at least
go.
I'm able to do something, and it might pick up, you know, down the road. And but yeah, that's the plan for right now. Get through these shows, work on new material, and probably be releasing a single or a three-song kind of deal.
A little EP or something?
Yeah, a half an EP or whatever at the beginning of next year. And
awesome.
So I'm looking forward to getting all that done, and definitely looking forward to playing live again after these shows.
Right on. So
hit those dates
again: Saturday, June 10th at Louis G's in Fife, Zoth, Belt-Fed Weapons, South Kitsap, Infidels, Disciples of Dissent, and Ghost Ship Octavius. The day before, next Friday at Tony V's in Everett, Ghost Ship Octavius, Belt-Fed Weapon, Blood and Thunder, Massacre at the Opera. Two very cool Northwest showcases. When we get back, we'll play two more songs from both Belt-Fed and Ghost Ship. It's Metal Shop on the Rock. It's Metal Shop here on the Rock, back with two awesome Northwest bands. We have Frank from Belt-Fed Weapon, as well as Adon and Matt from Ghost Ship Octavius, both playing together Friday, June 9th at Tony V's in Everett, and again Saturday, June 10th at Louis G's in Fife. Both those bands alongside a bunch of other awesome Northwest bands. Apparently on the 10th, you got some assistance from some local sponsors?
Yeah, I got The Stranger sponsoring it, DeHatry Guitars, which is my endorsement company. That makes my guitars, and I will be showcasing all three of my brand new DeHatries.
Oh, man, cool. I've been jealously eyeing those. Same with the comparison ones, too, man. You guys both have some killer guitar deals going.
Yeah, they're cool, and I got the DR strings going with them now, and I'm really, really happy with those. And then GFR Productions, Louis G's, The Stranger, DeHatry, and DR Strings are kind of helping out a little bit with this. And
helping kick ass.
Louis support G's the project, yeah.
Now serves hard alcohol, I heard.
Oh,
so,
I'm going to get you a designated driver for that show.
Yeah, I better get a designated driver for sure. And great pizza, great venue, and
great sounds.
Tony V's is a great venue as well. So June 9th is going to be an off the hook show. They got great food there and great drinks.
Cool.
So yeah, it's going to
be a fun time, man.
Be great.
So how do we keep in contact with you guys, both Belt-Fed and Ghost Ship Octavius?
Belt-Fed, you can get a hold of us through the Facebook page, Belt-Fed Weapon, and then beltfedweapon.net. You can contact me through there as well.
And you have tickets available for the Monday, June 12th show.
Morbid Angel show, yep, yeah. They're available right there. You just click on it and do a will call, and have your ID at the door, and they'll be waiting for you.
And that's a great way to support the band, too. Like, buy them from Frank off of his website. I know how helpful that is, especially for...
It helps. I get a little bit for each ticket, so it helps just go into the kitty. So, any help from anybody is much appreciated.
And Ghost Ship, how do we stay in contact with you guys or check out what you have going on?
Same basic way, like social media.
So our website, ghostshipoctavius.com, and Facebook page, facebook.com/ghostshipoctavius.
Ah, keeping it easy. We'll keep
an eye kind out. Of. Ghost Ship Octavius is kind of a mouthful.
How do I spell that?
G-H-O-S-T-S-A-O.
Hooked on Phonics, work for me.
Lots of cool things going on with both the bands. So we, again, Belt-Fed Weapon, Ghost Ship Octavius, June 9th and June 10th, both at Tony V's in Everett and Louis G's in Fife. Thanks again, guys, for coming up.
Thanks again, gentlemen.
Thank
Very
you.
Awesome.
Thanks.
We're going to hit two songs back-to-back right now by you guys. So we got Belt-Fed Weapon, Darkness Falls.
Yeah. Can I interrupt real quick to say
no
quick
problem.
Thing? Tonight in Tacoma is Metal Church. And if you're not doing anything...
Right.
Get down there and check it out with Sin Circus. Tomorrow, Angel Corpse at the Highline with Drawn and Quartered.
It's going to be awesome.
Monday, Cryptopsy.
Shout out to my buddy Simon.
Some great metal shows going on.
Oh, man. It's just a great week of metal.
And then Mills of the Gods by Ghost Ship after that. Right on.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you guys at the shows. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock.
Shop is in progress. This is Metal Shop. 99.9 KISW.
Knock your charms.
Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.